Previously on Do or Dice.
We're hunting whatever is taking people from above. Do you know what that is?
Unless, of course, that's you, and then we are hunting.
Bro, you're not supposed to underline that.
That is us, yes.
Does he say that?
Yeah, he's like, that's us.
He is known only as Piper.
Is he human?
Yes. Once as we all were.
While you guys are resting real quick, can Bo and Helen please make me constitution saving throws? Yes.
There was a time when dragons ruled the sky.
Last time on Do or Dice, five fools went into a sewer system. God only knows why. You guys fought some rats, some big rats, some swarms of rats, some rat folks. Found a fucking rat mage that threw a fucking fireball at you fools. Almost killed what, two of you. Mm-hmm. You guys are looking a little worse for wear. Mm.
And if I remember correctly, yeah, but we haven't rested any, and we've all blew through like all of our spells.
That is the purpose of a dungeon. I mean, yeah, it happens.
John's trying to kill us.
Never.
Again.
What? Hey. I need proof. Not 20 episodes worth.
Just look at last season.
Hey, that was you guys. You guys went through some sort of control room, found a ledge jumping off to another section of crumbling sewer system off to the side. Bo unleashed the rust monster. Ordok lost his shield.
May it rest in peace. Python's will.
Rest in pieces. Bo and Helen are making con saving throws for some god unknown reason.
I'm going to stop doing that.
I choose to fail.
He's going to embrace it.
Yeah.
What if it was just like syphilis or something? And not a were-rat transformation?
Well, would it be like on a full moon I turn into a rat?
No, I think it's... I don't think it's actually a were. I think it's just a forever thing. You turn forever into a rat folk, not a were. Rat.
Forever, ever. Forever, ever.
Yeah.
I think you're intelligent.
I think that's still okay.
Because it's right now, time-wise, you guys came in here early in the morning. It is probably about early afternoon.
I rode a rat for a bit, didn't I?
You did. You rode a...
And then you killed it, you fucker. Hey,
their willpower is low. They become dust like in Skyrim.
Mm.
If we can say that on...
That was disappointing.
I'm sorry. It happens. All right, so
where is everybody sitting at for like spells and stuff? Because I think I blew all my arrows for the day.
Why already would you do that? That's inappropriate, you... sir.
Didn't we have a rest?
We had a short rest.
You know? Short rest.
Yeah, short rest.
Actually, I'm pretty good. I'm only one down on first and second.
I've got four key points.
Oh wait, yeah. If
on
we
a
had...
short rest, I have all my key points back.
I was gonna say,
if we had a short rest, then yeah, no, that now. Was it. Was it 4 hours?
A short rest? No, only an hour.
Yeah,
1 hour.
How long did we rest? Can we rest for three yeah more hours so I can just hit a trance,
I mean,
and have
if
a long
you really
rest?
Want to, but I'm not promising you'll it will be
that's
quiet
not how that
four
works
hours.
Shit! All right, fine. I'll take one.
Not how long rest works.
All right, so the door in front of us, is that where we're heading?
Up to you guys.
Yep, I believe so. We went through the south door, and it was just a rust monster that destroyed Kyle's shield, Wardock's shield.
Oh, okay. I don't want to open this door. Someone else is going to do it, though.
I'll do it.
Isn't Jensen like the walking lockpick? just walk up and be like, tap.
If it's locked, he kind of needs to.
I mean, I did the other door, but.
I will stand with you at the door.
I'm not the only one that needs to be able to do that.
I mean, I can hit stuff.
I'm not proficient with lockpicks.
Actually, I think I am. I had a weird history.
It's making more and more sense now, though, isn't it?
I am.
Pretty sure I shouldn't open any more doors.
That's probably fair.
I beg to differ.
Fucking open the door.
I'm right here with you. I got your back, bro. I like to ready in action to catch an arrow that flies at Jensen's face.
So yeah, that's just an 11.
I'm trying to pick the lock.
Yeah.
So as you're sitting there trying to pick it, you know, get your tools out, you're kneeling down. As you put the tools into the lock, it slowly just swings open.
Excellent. Well done, sir.
Oh, no one checks. Wow. Good. Nice, Ellen.
I don't know how small straight you are.
That was my internal monologue.
Yeah.
Nice, Ellen.
I was going to say, I'm going to walk in to the north to this pole right yonder, right there.
So this is a massive room. Inside, there are about a dozen columns supporting the city above you. There are two bodies of water coming in, and yes, they are poop rivers. It looks like one of them is kind of coming in almost like a slight waterfall, since you guys took a few kind of steps down in one area. So it's probably from one of the rooms you guys crossed before, but the one coming from the north, don't know where the hell that one's going. Off to the east, there's the river is a little bit dammed from some debris that has fallen over there. Up a little bit of ways, it's almost like a pool. And for some ungodly known reason, from where you are, it looks kind of clear. Now, at the far end... let me ask this. Goshen, you're the first one in there. Roll me a perception check, please.
All right. Halfway decent, I thought. 15.
So... there's a couple of like giant rats, a few swarms of rats kind of in here. And Goshen, you kind of see at the far end, you see what looks to be like a young boy, maybe about 10, 12 years old. On either side of him appears to be two rat folk.
Huh. That's probably fine. There are rats in here. Two of them have a boy. There, and there.
If I'm turning into a rat, can I talk to them? Will I be like one of them? Can I just kind of mingle with them and they won't mind?
One of us.
I don't know, man.
One
I mean, but since you guys did have a nice little rest, can Helen and Bo please roam a constitution saving throws?
Yeah, I need to critically fail.
This is not going to end well.
Can we choose to fail? my con is 0. Shit.
I don't...
17.
2.
I don't know if you guys remember the guy we talked to, but he wasn't exactly in the best mental state.
Yeah,
he kind of wanted to serve that guy to the death, so...
Is that what that was? Oh, yeah.
So I doubt you get to keep all your marbles whenever. Not that Bo has many marbles to keep, but...
I was going to say, I haven't got much left.
Not my marbles. My mom gave this to me when I was young.
Who the fuck doesn't build a bridge across this riverway over here? It's got one down here in the south, but not up in the top.
There isn't one up there.
How did that boy get over there?
These are just poop covered.
Maybe this door to the right of us like leads to a hallway that leads to that door over there. I don't know.
So on that 2, how do I on feel, John?
You're not feeling the best. For some reason, your jaw is getting a little sore.
Ow.
And
if you got rabies.
My jaw hasn't been sore like this since I was in prison.
I knew it was something coming.
It was pretty good.
And so were they.
Pretty good.
Ba-dum-bum. Bo, you're feeling... You're, you haven't really gotten any worse. You're just feeling still a little, I don't know, unnaturally warm.
Hey, guys. I feel like shit.
What big teeth you have.
All the better to see right now, those eyes.
So your intelligence level is also going.
It was already gone.
I could lose a couple points and still be the smartest one.
Yeah, here. I'm an idiot. So
that's why.
What are you guys gonna do?
I'm gonna do that. 17 on a stealthy boy check to move. Kind of, what is that? Northeast into the room, kind of behind a pillar here, so I can kind of cover the bridge in case my friends need to run across. But it'll just kind of move up to a position to where I can, be a little snippy.
Goshen called out that there was a kid in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'm just going to walk into the room and just look over and say, "Child! Do not be afraid. We're here to help. Just and, remain calm."
And this echoes through the room.
So I just rolled a stealth check nothing.
That's
well. I was gonna get the drop on him.
You're hiding. You can get your sneak attack in, rogue.
So rogue. Seven heads turn and look straight at Ordok.
Hello.
All right. If you guys fucking run the initiative.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Ordok.
There's a boy in danger. He's surrounded by rat folk.
Lawful stupid.
God damn it.
I got a 7.
I also got a 7.
I got a 5. No one expects Ordok.
I got 12.
15.
Rolling for the villains. I mean, the unsavory. At the far end, you see the standard leathers of what appears to be one of the rat folk kind of rogue people. He's taking out this, it's like a longer kind of arrow, and is just stabbing it into this child's arm.
Ah!
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like needles. It's like a super needle.
A swarm of rat towards you guys on this side of the poop river.
John, how far across are these rivers?
They are about 10 feet across.
Oh, guys, I'm going to do something stupid. Okay, thanks.
So there's this giant rat across the river, and at Ordok's announcement of stupidness, I mean, he's going to jump over said river. If he can make the jump, let's find out.
Fallen, you giant shitbag.
Yeah, but then who's going to want to hit him? He's going to be all covered in poop river.
I've got a 10-foot pole. It's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Jumping over. As he hits the other side, he's going to slide a little bit and then come to the other side of Ordok. This thing is massive. Now, he got a little too much sliding on that one, and as he goes to try and bite Ordok, he's just going to slide right past him. Jensen.
The giant rat that just came up towards us. I'm going to run up to him. I'm going to try to, jumping like a Superman punch, but with my dagger, I'm going to try to stab him. And I do. I stab him with my dagger.
This is what I want, and I do it.
Oh, snap.
That was good.
So then I'm just going to take the dagger out and plunge it right back in another spot on its head, and it'll stop moving.
Really? He had dreams, man.
It shouldn't have been a giant rat.
Yeah.
He had no choice.
It's his own damn fault. Don't tell me
that's
John.
That's racist. That's right.
Wait, did you kill him?
I did.
You want privilege? You shouldn't be this race. Come on, Kyle. Just be better than that. It's 2019.
He's from a different time, okay?
It was just a giant rat. It wasn't like a rat person. So.
Imagine I think that's what they turn into time. After the rat people. They keep devolving.
Yeah.
Aggression.
Yeah.
I do. All
right. Oh, dear mother. you're going to see coming around one of the corners further ahead, one of these shaman guys. He's got like the long rat robes, kind of furs and stuff. He's making a beeline straight for the little boy. He's going to hold his hand out and you're going to see, you can't hear him, but his mouth is going to be moving. And you're going to see two giant rats kind of come out of the ground.
Out of nothing? Like materialize or like come out from the floor?
Materialize. On this side of the river, one of the giant rats over in the debris is making a beeline straight for Jensen. As he's running towards it, he's going to kind of trip on one of the rocks. It's a lot of debris in that area. And he's just going to kind of like trip and hit the ground, and his nose is going to hit the wall before he gets a chance to bite.
Stupid rat.
You would think that living in the sewers that these rats would be more adept to all the debris on the ground.
Well, they don't often get in the fights.
I mean, that's true.
On the north side, up at the far end of the room again, the other rat folk shaman in Rose staff, he's going to be holding his staff over the child, and just you can just see his mouth moving, chanting something. Bo.
I would like to run, sort of bounce
away, okay,
and spring my way over so that and jump over the rat and land behind him. And as I do it, I swing my cat's claw, but I'm just too excited with the jumping and bouncing, so I miss.
It happens.
Just sort of swipe into the air, just like, whoosh. But now I'm behind him, which is nice.
All right. From behind one of the columns, northeast of the river, a rat rogue is going to come around and fire a crossbow at Ordok. Ooh. So you feel this stinging pain in the side of your shoulder.
More pain to use.
You're not Vader. Fantastic. You can start to hear screaming coming from the child.
Oh, I thought Ordok.
Helen.
Which one of them down there, rat folk, is doing the chanting? Are they... Which
it
one
looks like
they?
It's a shaman.
Okay.
The one right beside the boy.
Oh, yeah, okay. Right, I thought they were... Okay, that's my bad. So from my position of power, I'm going to, be sneaky, and I'm going to knock one of the chromatic orb arrows that I got from Bulin, and I'm going to fire it right in that shaman's face.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fire damage, so...
Anything else?
Nope, that's my turn, because I'm useless otherwise, because I have a level of rogue instead of five levels of fighter.
Goshen.
Did that interrupt the shaman? Is he, like, has he been interrupted from his little incantation?
It kind of looks like maybe, but the boy is still screaming.
Oh, God, I kind of want to do something really stupid.
Oh, I'm with you. I'll follow you.
Okay.
Yeah, no, do something stupid.
So, I'm going to use my action to dash and a key point to use Step of the Wind. So, I have a total of 120 feet of movement.
Bad idea.
This is a really bad idea.
It's a terrible idea. I know what you're about to do.
And I'm going to run straight ahead north, which will run me past the swarm of rats, so they'll get an attack of opportunity.
Yep, let me do this real quick.
Oh, you're going north?
I'm going north, and then I'm jumping the river, and then I'm jumping the other river.
Okay. I can't get all that far, but I'll two rounds, I can get there.
I'll see if I can survive that long, sure.
Go on without me. I'll be right there.
Okay.
So they were expecting you to run past them. They're like, what the fuck?
Okay. Now I'm going to try to leap over the 10-foot river, bearing in mind that Step of the Wind does give me enhanced jump ability.
Yeah, no, you cleared that one. Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So I'm at 35, counting the 10-foot jump. I'm going to run, like, northeast, and I'm going to jump the second river, which takes me to about 75, 80 feet of movement. And I don't want to make an attack, but I want to just literally barrel into the shaman that's doing the incantation, hopefully taking us both to the ground.
Okay, give me a strength check.
not my best ability, but
It's 7. It's not good. I think I just stumble and fall.
As he's chanting, he sees you, and you can kind of see he's going to put his staff down. And as you rush him, you collide into said staff.
Ow. Frick.
You just got stiff-armed by a rat.
Hey, this could be smutty.
Rat man.
It's a long run.
From one of the sides, rat folk rogue is going to come out. Crossbow leveled straight at Goshen.
Okay.
Rest in peace, Goshen.
Yeah, he's in a bad position now.
Take patient defense real quick.
So he was expecting you to like plow into the shaman. So he was aiming in the wrong direction, and it just went right between the both of you. Giant rat number 5. It's going to make a dash south.
I am also going to run for the kid as quick as I can. I am going to sprint diagonally directly towards the river. As I run, I'm just going to say like a quick, Thom, help me reach this child. And sprint directly towards the river and jump. Casting Misty Step as I jump off of the river to clear to the other side and continue to sprint as quick as I can to the other shaman that's next to the child on the other side of where Goshen is and do the same thing. I'm just going to try to tackle him full sprint. So that is a 13 to plow into the rogue next to the child.
As you hit, you plow straight into this guy. Pushes you both about 5 feet back. Giant rat number 2. He's going to run up and around the debris on the east, using it as a bridge. And around, heading towards Bo and Jensen. Swarm of rats number 2, the one up by the rogue that Ordok just pushed, is going to attack Ordok. Because, oh look, the play toy came to me. Holy shit, these guys just need new dice.
Heroes never die, John.
He's gonna, I beg to differ. Ratfolk Rogue, the one that you just plowed into, he's not happy. So he's going to take out his dagger and start stabbing you.
Start stabbing. As in multiple stabbings.
Start stabbing. The first one's going to miss. He's still a little off kilter from being, you know, plowed into. Second attack is going to get you right. I mean, you're not wearing your plate armor anymore. So this, he's a short little guy, so he's kind of getting you like right on, right where your love handle would be. And it's a decent like, ow, that's going to hurt. The third attack, he sees your leg kind of shining in the firelight and like, ooh, this is shiny, I'm going to stab it. And it's just boom, metal on metal. And he's like, well, shit. This other giant rat is going to dash. Yeah, no, he's going to jump into the water.
Hey. Oh, daddy boy.
Yep. Yep. And yeah, so this other rat is, the other one that was summoned is just rushing down, jumps into the water and kind of swims downstream a bit towards you guys in the south.
Ooh.
Swarm of rats that tried to attack Ordok earlier is going to move up a little bit and go after Jensen. And these guys, they're just so low to the ground, they're trying to nip at you, and they're just getting shit. And Jensen's turn to kill these rats again.
I'm going to look over this rat at Bo and say, you got this, right?
Oh, yeah, don't worry about me.
Good, because I don't.
So what were you trying to do?
Stab it with my dagger before I left.
Yeah. So were you going after the giant rat or the swarm
rat? The giant rat in between us.
You're going to swing, and as you do, this rat is just going to like twist and dodge it and come back around and bite in your general direction. And as he's turning to try and attack you, he's also just going to come wide and miss.
All right, cool.
What do you want to do next, Jensen?
So after I miss, I'm going to keep moving and move up to that rat that had just finished swimming, and I'm going to give him a stab.
Everyone's missing left and right. The ground here is, I mean, there's poop water everywhere. There's a nice little film of it on the ground, and you guys are slipping and sliding a little bit. overestimating, underestimating. We were trying to land, and it's just missing everywhere. It's a good thing no one's, you know, dying yet.
All right. I still have my bonus action on arm strike. So after I swing my dagger and miss, I just kick it right in the jaw. And then with the rest of my movement, I'm going to make it over this river so he gets an attack of opportunity. Good luck, Bo.
That's a lot of giant rats, but, you know.
Yeah, that's a lot of giant rats down head right arm.
So that giant rat did get a hit off on you. As you're going to leap, he's going to get you right in the back of the heel.
Ouch. That's where my jumping muscles go.
Real quick, roll me a Constitution saving throw.
A 9. It's not good enough for anything.
So this guy's looking east on the other side of the river where Goshen and Ordok are. He's like, I think we're good down there. He's going to move to the west, southwest a little bit, right in line with Jensen. And he is going to throw a firebolt. You can see that he's going to have his hand out and the little sparks of flame are going to pop up again.
This is definitely a missile, correct?
No. And he was aiming for you right when you were like in mid jump and just overestimated, and this thing is gonna singe the top of your head and just miss you completely. So this giant rat is gonna swing towards Bo, and again this poop covered ground, he's just gonna twist and just spin around a little bit more than he should. Back up where Ordok and Goshen are with the child, who was still screaming, by the way. Sorry, it's like a constant. Shelma is going to, he can see he's still chanting, and he's going to turn towards Goshen. And with the staff that you kind of barreled into, he's going to bring it up and swing it towards your head. And it's going to right upside your jaw. As he hits you with one side, he's going to swing it and get you with the back end of it.
Dude. This shaman's got my number.
He does. And it is, yeah, no, just either side of you. And he's still chanting perfect rhythmic. Yeah. Oh, Bo.
So if I try this door, is that my action?
Yes.
So I'd like to, like, just go. I've got a feeling about this door. I know there's a lot of rats down here, but I've just got a feeling about this door, so I would like to just try and open it and go in that room, really.
Okay. It is unlocked.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, I want to go in there. What's going on in there?
As you open this door, you're in a small, about 10-foot wide corridor, and as you kind of come around that corner, it drops off into nothingness.
Oh. That was disappointing. Did he try and attack me, though? Because
oh, yeah, he got an attack of opportunity, and he missed. He wasn't expecting you to run down this corridor.
A giant rat never expects anyone to run.
No.
Boom, like, Shaker, can I use my when he attacks me, I'm going to, like, let out a kind of, like, poof, like a kind of puff of rotten stench, and
You farted on him?
Yeah, kinda. And my spores. I'm not sure how to say that. It's a reaction. Halo spores. So it's a reaction to an attack.
Nice. So yeah, as he got an opportunity attack, you kind of got one in return. And you still have your lantern with the fire in there?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like just oozing out of that?
Yeah, and it just kind of like comes out from like, boof, like a kind of puff of kind of nothing really, just air, but it stinks. Like, it definitely stinks of like rotten carcasses.
Now the rat is not, he's not opposed to this. In fact, he is a little excited.
Okay.
Anything else, Bo?
No. Yeah, maybe. So I've used my action, haven't I?
To check the door, okay. Yeah.
How far did I walk in this room? It was like 10 feet, right?
Yeah, 10 feet.
But there's basically nothing in it.
Well, if you want, the last thing you can do is roll a perception check to kind of get a better look.
No, I think I'm going to go back out and stand in the middle of all of the rats and just chill there for a second.
Oh, I know what you're trying to do here. Okay. It's going to end poorly.
Rat folk rogue. Oh, damn. There are like five rats heading straight towards you.
Yeah, I want them to come. I want them, you know, like I'm going to be Pied Piper.
I think that's who we're fighting.
Yeah.
We're down here to stop
us. That's why he's going
to
kill him and become the new one.
This week's episode is brought to you in part by our patrons. Yeah, we're going to talk about our Patreon again real quick. So, if you like this episode, you like how it's going, you like the fight sequence, and you like, you know, kind of what we're doing, guess what? There is a fully unedited version, and it's video. The Discord call over a cool layout, it's like 2 hours long of the entire episode, or the recording session that went into this episode is up fully unedited on Patreon. It's for our Guild Mage tier and above. For them, they'll have access to all of the cool perks from all the other levels and the Adventure Vault and the other bonus content and all this other cool things that we are doing, plus, you know, being a part of the game as far as an NPC. And starting this week with this episode right now, you can jump to Patreon and listen to and watch the fully unedited version of this episode. And it's kind of cool because we've had some comments from other guild mages saying, oh, it's really insane to think of the amount of stuff that gets cut out to go in to make us sound so good. You'll get to see all of the idiotic dumb stuff that we say and do, and the reactions that we have to John's crazy, evil laughter. So, if this appeals to you, if you think that you want to be a part of this, if you just want to see five idiots playing D&D, then please jump onto Patreon. The link is down below in this episode, in the description, and you know, check us out. You know, see what we're about. Like I said, you get all this cool bonus content, the adventure vault of all of the cool handwritten adventures that we've done and that are canon in our world. You get to be a part of the game as far as an NPC, and just a whole bunch of other cool stuff on our Patreon. So go on there, see if you like it, watch the video, let us know what you think, and just a big, big thank you to those guild mages that are already a part of our community. We really hope you're enjoying the episode, and we will see you over on Patreon.
Oh, God. So this rogue that is behind one of the columns is going to move north in Ordok and Goshen's direction, but then turn on his heel and bring his crossbow up and fire it directly at Jensen.
Oh,
yeah, and that was a straight shot. That got you right in the side of the neck.
Ooh. Don't be so hasty, John. If you roll a one on this
that
crit,
was actually
I can deflect it.
No, that was a one on the crit table.
I'm saying if you roll a one on the damage, I can still deflect this shit. Seven damage, that's deflectable.
That's super deflectable?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a monk level plus dexterity mod plus a d10.
By default, with my bonuses, it's 9.
Ah!
Boom.
So just enough.
That's without the
d10. So you can throw it back at
him? Yeah, I'm going to spend a key point to it. So I catch it, and just like inches before it hits my neck, and I go to throw it back at him, but it sticks into the pillar behind him instead.
He looks slightly terrified.
As he should be.
So the kid, he is now on his knees, head on the ground, thrashing.
We tried, Goshen. We really
we
tried.
Did. We tried really hard.
Helen.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how savable does this kid look right now?
From 90 feet away.
From 90 feet away.
Don't explode us! We're surrounded by enemies!
You can't see the kid because of Goshen being in the way.
Oh. Oh, well then I gotta do what I need to do to save the kid, right? Okay, so am I exploding arrow goat? No. I'm so I'm gonna take out another one of those cool arrows from Bulin. Whoa. Oh, nice.
Nice.
And plus 5, so it'd be 13 points of damage. Healed, mm-hmm. because it's gonna be the healing arrow.
Yep.
I'm gonna shoot an arrow. Ooh. From 90 feet away, straight into Goshen's tuchus, and it's gonna be a healing arrow.
Is that
so
like
I don't know.
Explode like right before it hits him with like.
Yeah, I don't know
potion.
Narratively how that works. So could you explain that, John?
Yeah. So you know how like with poison arrows, there's like oil or not oil on that poison. Either like there's a vial on the arrow or something filled with like the toxin, or it's coated.
Mm-hmm.
This one's got like a few little vials around it. Full of just basically a healing potion.
Oh.
It's like, ow, ooh. Oh.
Yeah, basically. So it's going to...
So it heals the wound that it causes, or is it just like a blunt arrow? So it just bounces off of
it. It heals the wound that it causes.
Ah. So yeah, that was 13 points of damage back to Goshen.
Thank you.
To heal him so I can explode him next round.
No. I was serious. It heals the wound that it causes.
Oh, no extra healing? So,
no actual healing.
Oh, wow.
Wait, what?
I knew it'd be something like that.
So do I need to roll damage on that?
Oh, yeah. Roll normal damage for the arrow.
On Goshen, I guess. So it's 7 damage. But okay, so it's plus 5. Because I gave him 13.
So 13?
Okay. I was at 20. Now I'm at 27 because of the damage, and then he healed me for 13?
Yeah. Right? So, yeah.
So 10 is 17.
That's dumb. I'm gonna kick Boolin in the nards okay. when we get back. That asshole. A healing arrow. Wasting my turn.
I'm so conflicted.
Marginally better.
Helen, what are you? Maybe thanks.
Ow-ish. I'm confused. I'm just going to hit the shaman with my staff. So I got to swing my staff at him for the first time. And so I'm conflicted and confused and kind of like arching my back because I just got this weird sensation. I just kind of swing wide. I'm like, okay, readjust.
What did you get the weird sensation?
I got the weird sensation in my tuchus, as it was put. Like, that's weird. It's weird. All right. Readjust. Here we go. Swing at him again. And I got a natural 20 after the readjustment.
Oh, son of a bitch.
So kind of readjust. Ooh, and then bring my staff up under his jaw like he did to me. Except he's got a freaking snout, so take that, dick. More surface area. Right.
This is... critical hit. It is what? Bludgeoning?
Yes.
Maximum damage. Yeah, so it's the damage dice is doubled and everything is maxed.
So it'd be 20 points of damage total.
Daryl!
Bye, Rat Shaman.
Oh, shit. And Daryl! I'm going to spend a key point to make that a stunning strike, so he has to make a DC 14.
Oh! No, that is actually included in critical hit. I had them make a DC 14 constitution saving throw. On a fail save, he is pushed back 10 feet.
Dope.
So no, you don't spend any key point.
I am cool with this.
After you hit him, he's going to take his staff, shove it in the ground, and stay where he is.
Okay. That's fair. Fine, I'll blow a key point for unarmed strikes, then bonus unarmed strikes. Flurry of blows, that's what it's called. So after that, I kind of bring my elbow down into him, like into his skull. I try to follow that up with sort of like just a punch to the jaw. I'm really going for the jaw. And I got... The jaw is his weak spot. I figured him out, John.
He's got a glass jaw.
He's got a glass jaw, and I really just hook him in there. So that's 12... That's 15 points of damage, because it's...
No, you still you still roll for that, because you didn't get anything special.
Gotcha. Okay. like I said, right hooked him in the jaw and watched him fall into the friggin' river. I'm not saving him. Drown, you rat bastard.
Now, you hear the chanting in front of you, of course, die out because you just killed this dude. But you hear chanting coming from behind you to the side. Almost like the chanting never stopped.
Wunderbar. I'm also going to take my movement action to move to the other side of Ordok up here. For no particular reason at all, other than I want to support my friend.
I love moral support. Oh, right.
So the one on the west side of the river is going to pull up his crossbow and fire it right over the kid into Ordok. Oh, yeah, and this thing gets you... It's marrying the arrow on the other shoulder as it kind of sticks
at
itself in.
At least I'm symmetrical.
It's like two pauldrons.
It's like Ace Ventura is like the spear and the leg and then the other leg. Mm-hmm.
And that it goes deep to the bone. All right. This giant rat's going to rush up to Bo. And
but before we keep saying poor Bo, remember that he did do this by himself because he wants this.
That is true.
He has some kind of weird
poor
fantasy.
Poor rats.
That all the rats are gonna like become his friends, and he's gonna become Willard or some shit like that. So
I think he's gonna explode somehow. You have the ability to explode. That's what I think.
Unfortunately, I don't.
Oh, that is. See, that's what I thought.
So this rat's gonna, he's gonna chomp, and even though you're on his right same level almost, he's a little cross-eyed. There's been a lot of inbreeding with these rats, and they can't quite see straight.
Ooh, sexy.
That's even worse if we're right and they used to be people.
Yeah. Oh, no. Did they inbreed before they turned into rats or after?
So, now that I've reached the child who's keeled over and screaming, I see that Goshen has taken care of the actual shaman. So I'm just, above all else, I want to get the kid out of combat. So I just look at the rogue and say, "You will pay for your part in this." And I say to my hammer, "All right, Iron Flame, I need you. It's time. It's time to taste blood."
Fuck yeah, boss.
So I've cast a Vow of Enmity onto the actual dire rat? It's not a rat. What is it? Rat folk,
yeah.
So I've cast a Vow of Enmity onto the rat folk rogue. And I just completely... and I cast Smite at the same time. So I'm engaging Iron Flame. I'm using Smite. And I just, as hard as I can, overhand swing into the rat. Doing like hitting him square in the face, so as both the sort of shining radiance of Smite and the explosive fire force from Iron Flame hit him, and I just down him in one shot.
I would like to use my reaction to catch the teeth that are currently flying at me that are coming out of this rat skull.
Good move.
Yeah.
54. I told you I was going to one shot him.
Felt excessive. I think you could have gone with just a Smite there.
Yeah, you didn't really need to crit and do all that for 54 damage.
Just flaming rat chunks flying everywhere now.
Too bad this kid's about to die anyways.
Yeah, right.
So everyone just sees this blinding burst of light. And then just hear like an implosion. It's weird because there's like debris just blowing away from you guys. Anything else, Ordok?
Actually, I have a second action.
You do?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to redirect to the little swarm of rats and just stare at them for a second to see if they run. And if they don't, I'll attack.
Here. I'm just going to roll a flat d20. Oh, yeah. No, they're good. They're like, yeah, fuck you, bitch. Like, what are you going to do with us?
So, seeing that the rats are just gonna not have any, you know, I did my best to terrify them. I'm just gonna, again, smash down as quick as I can and try to take out as many of the tiny rats as I can.
Bo. Oh, Bo. So this giant rat that used the debris as a bridge is gonna leap and lunge towards you. Yeah, so he, coming off this debris, he kind of overshot and just totally missed you. So those rats you tried to kill, Ordok, they are going to bite you.
Hopefully. I mean, I'm feeling pretty good about myself, so like whatever.
Oh! Ooh. So they're going after your regular leg. I mean, there are a few that are trying to go after your fake one, but it's, you know, not doing shit. But these little bastards are getting up underneath the pants leg. They're getting in there. They're biting you. You almost wish you had two prosthetic legs.
I might soon.
This other giant rat is going to come up and get on the other side of Bo.
Yeah, look at them. They love me. How many? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 giant rats and a swarm of rats. Mm. Yep. Come to daddy.
So yeah, this one, he's gotten up, he's reeking of just
Ugh.
Everything.
Ugh. I mean, the stench in the room would be kind of heavy with a 10-foot wide river of raw sewage
yeah.
running all the way through. So.
You guys are gonna need a bath bad after this. So there's just so many things happening around Bo, the swarm rat really doesn't quite know what to do with itself. Jensen.
My plan was to take out those two guys that were clumped up, but now that one guy ran away, I guess this one dude's just going to have a really bad time. Yeah. Can't spread the attacks between the two of them. So I'm going to run up to this rat man that was like, I think it's the shaman, right? Yeah, run up to the shaman that was about 40 feet away from me. And I'm just going to unload my full combo on him. I'm just going to take my dagger and stab him twice in the gut. And then I'm going to go to roundhouse kick him, but because he's keeling over from getting stabbed in the gut, I kick right over his head.
It's like a dance routine.
And that's my turn.
That's it. Okay.
I love how occasionally the monks just slip into like really brutal shit. Like Jensen just prison shanked a dude twice.
He's
like,
I'm really... Where do you think I learned how to stab? They didn't teach me at the monastery.
When we were in prison... Everybody was afraid of him just because he always had a shank on him.
I was the best shanker in the prison, man. I won all the competitions.
He would even take the newbies, the new fish, when they came into the prison, he would take them under his wing and teach them how to shank just to protect them.
But taking someone under your wing is actually just a shanking move. I just showed them how to do it on them. You just kind of like, hey, buddy, and then... Yeah.
and that taught them how to do that, and so when you know they didn't mess with
it. It's a really risky maneuver. I always tell them you got to be careful because you're exposing your whole side here for counter shanks. And you get
a counter shank.
You should see the scars up the side of Helen because he got shanked all the time by Jensen when we were in prison.
That's how we met.
Yeah, he shanked me. I fell in love. You know.
So this rat shaman that you just shanked, he's going to come back up and bring his quarter staff with him. So I mean, dude was just shanked in the gut. He's trying to bring his staff up, but it's just not working.
So the shaman, is he chanting? Yeah.
Oh, he was until he got shanked. Now he's not quite chanting anymore.
Is there still like a chanting somewhere in the room going on?
So. It's not quite a chanting. Now that this guy has been shanked and has stopped actual chanting, you hear just like a very low melody kind of floating through the halls in the room.
Do any of us that got bit feel anything?
We'll come back to that.
Okay. You got adrenaline right now. It's cool.
Yes.
back to the Bo's party. As the circle continues to become enclosed.
Rat dance party. He's
surrounded by rats.
I understand your temptation.
Helen. Famous last words. Hey, Bo, you got this?
Yeah! So there are just so many rats around Bo that it's hard for any of them to actually get an attack off on you.
He's just so bouncy.
Bo, it is your turn.
I stink, right? Because I swam in the shit river.
You all stink.
So I proper stink because I was in the poo river, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you and number four rat stink just about as bad.
So I'm sort of bobbing up and down, right? And whilst I'm doing that, I'm going to kind of just waft my smell like a little bit. And then I'm going to take my lantern off my belt whilst I'm wafting the poo smell. I'm going to open the drawer and I'm going to use cast control flame to get the flame out, get much bigger, so it's about as big as me, and I'm going to turn it from a goat into a rat, like a big giant rat's head flame. And then I'm going to step just to the side slightly to provoke an opportunity of attack. Attack of opportunity.
Oh my Christ. What?
Okay, so are you going north or south?
Wherever I can squeeze in between, basically, the circle of rats that are around me.
You're going to take four attacks of opportunity.
I think I see what you're trying here. This is interesting.
Okay, so let me get all four of these guys first, and then we'll come back to you. How's that sound?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so...
As long as I don't do 10 each, I'll be all right.
Yeah, we'll start with number four. Number four. Oh, Jesus. Dear God. Now, here's the beauty of this. They all get advantage. Okay, number four. Yeah, as you jump away, he's got a nice little grip on you. Number five. Same thing. As you're jumping away, he's going to lunge.
Why do they have advantage? Is that the pack stuff?
Yep. And then the swarm. It's an attack. Okay, so that Bo got bit a lot. There was lots of biting for Bo. But now, Bo, go ahead and...
So those ones that bit me, did they notice anything funny about my blood? Did they feel a bit cannibalistic whilst they were doing that?
these things are all over the place. But yeah, they seem to be fine with it.
Oh, okay. But and I definitely stink, right?
Oh, it's hard to tell your stink from their stink.
Okay, and I've still got my flame that looks like a rat, and then I'm going to use my reaction to cast that stench again.
Halo of spores.
Yeah, halo of spores. And so the flame, the rat's head, big giant's rat's head that's on fire, lets out like a boof, and I guess is that against just the one of them. One of them takes a little bit of damage from it. But do they seem quite like sexy now about the flaming rat god that's in the middle of them that's letting out smell that they enjoy?
Pretty much like, oh, yeah, they think they're at a rave right now.
So are they like friends with me now?
I would not go that far now.
Am I like becoming their god?
See, that's a step past friends.
So I mean, they've all just been hit in the face and with like this glorious stench of loveliness, and there's this god, like, you know, basically I'm their god, right?
So the chanting you heard earlier is gone, but that nice low, well,
can I start
melody
singing?
Oh dear God,
I'd like to start singing.
The spell of like the Pied Piper, man.
Yeah, can I start singing?
Sure. Give me a performance check.
Hold on. I think I might be able to do better than that. I've got a pouch made of flesh with sinew drawers, yeah, and a mummified claw. Can I like pull the sinew and then like pluck at it with my claw like an instrument and start singing like, oh, you sexy rats, bow down to the master. Bung, bung, bung. Ba-dung,
ba-dung, ba-dung. Give me performance.
Oh, sexy rats.
Disadvantage. Bung, 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 bung,
ba-dung. Oh, sexy rats. A performance check.
With disadvantage.
Come on, crit. Oh, I dropped a crit! Fuck!
Oh, no!
Dropped it.
But I still rolled a 15 on my other one.
Yeah, but these rats are just... The smell's getting them a little more riled up, and the singing, they're like, what the fuck's going on here?
Damn it, I dropped a crit! What would have happened if... Don't tell me, I don't want to know.
It would have worked, wouldn't it? It would have worked.
It's got to be nearly working. I'm like shaking my booty, like clapping my cheeks for them.
Roll me a constitution saving throw.
Five. Am I getting more rat-like?
Okay, anything else, Bo?
Come with me, sexy rats. Bang, bang, bang.
Oh, God.
That's about it. I think I'm just going to keep singing that song, right? And plucking away with the big rat flame in front of me.
So this rat folk down in the south, he doesn't know what the hell's going on down there. He's just hearing, he's hearing some plucking, and he's running away from it. He's going to come up in line with Jensen. He is going to fire off a bolt at Ordok, because he knows what happened the last time he hit Jensen with an arrow. He doesn't want to repeat that. And
he's
going to
fuck up my symmetry.
Yeah, well, no, this is working out, because you got one, like, dead center of your spine.
Oh, perfect.
So all
okay.
you need is just another one in the dead center of the front.
Yeah.
This kid has stopped screaming.
Well, that's a plus, because he's fine, right? Right, John? He's fine.
As you kind of look down at him, you can see that whatever rags he's wearing is soaked through with sweat and probably other things. But he still looks like a little boy.
All right, I'm going to use my last bursting arrow.
Oh, shit. Where?
I think I know where.
Oh.
Yeah, like the right there. Corner? Save Bo?
No, yeah, I don't touch my rats.
No, I'm going to.
Can I use my reaction to get in the way?
No, you already used your action.
You used your reaction
in,
this turn
in
already.
In the rat swarm, just the one that's like, you know, central in that rat swarm. For, you know, killing that rat, the central rat, and then it would be 5 points of damage to everybody else in a 10-foot radius.
Wait, 10-foot radius?
Yeah, everybody including Bo.
Whereas the arrows hit me, I'm going to look round at the rats and go, it's us versus them. Surely if I bring one back to life, then I'm their god, right?
The next one, you know what? I've decided. I'm putting you down.
I
missed.
I definitely right didn't leave Bo alone to die.
And for the rest of my action, I'm walking away. I'm done with him.
Oh,
fuck this guy.
Goshen.
So I just sort of take my staff with the rats skittering around me in Ordok, and I'm just frantically swinging and stomping at the rats on the ground. Not a whole lot of tact or class. Just die, please.
There you go. Die.
Anything else?
I curse slightly. Other than that, I'm good.
This rat folk on the west side of the river by Jensen, the rogue is going to rush up towards Jensen. And he's going to bring out his dagger. And take a shanking position that seems somewhat familiar
no.
to you.
Oh,
that
no.
it might have been from days long past.
I know that. I know that position. Stephen Charleville from Block D.
That guy was such a
He's gonna try and shank you.
No.
That's the first shank. He got you right in the gut.
That's an excellent shanking technique.
Second shank. He's coming back for another one. Again, he's stabbing you off to the side. It's like he almost wants to make like a design out of your guts. And then he's going to come up and try and get you in the chest, right in the sternum. And this is a maneuver that you've seen many times before. After he stabs you, he's going to bring the knife out and start picking his teeth with it.
That's gross.
Yep. Yeah, it is. Giant rat number 5 in this crazy hell that Bo has created.
I'm all
this
in.
This one rat is going to rush up towards Helen.
Come back!
And yeah, he's lunging in just like a leap. He's going to get you in the shoulder. It's like when Wesley got attacked in the fire swamps.
Wait, so does that make me the Dread Pirate Roberts?
No.
Yeah, I will help Goshen try to kill the rest of these stupid swarming rats. So I'm just going to take a two sort of sweeping motion hammer swings down just to try to like scrape them against the floor and take out a couple of the swarm.
Yeah, a few rat guts kind of. Well, it's like you're Tiger Woodsing it. And a few are just like flying around here or there. Four. Anything else?
I'm just going to lean down after like smashing a couple rats. I'm going to lean down and just like check on this kid, see if he's like what he looks like.
You know, he seems to be breathing heavily. You can kind of see, it looks as though he's passed out.
You know, the ridiculous thing is, I think I can kill all of these in one go. But I'd much rather just play Zongsun.
So, yeah, this rat just north of you is going to turn after the explosion goes off and just like, holy shit, oh my god, what's this above me? And just going to lunge and bite you in the neck. The swarm of rats that Goshen and Ordok have been attacking relentlessly is going to attack Ordok. Oh, that's lovely. Yeah, they're going right up your leg again. Right up there, biting you here and there.
These bastards are going to kill me.
They go too far, they're going to hit that 13-inch dong.
Top of the round. Oh, dear God, the craziness of bows. Yeah, this rat number four is going to come down and just go ape shit on Bo.
Fingers crossed he misses.
No.
Doesn't look like it, friend.
Oh!
Bo's dead.
Yes. So Bo is...
You deserve it.
This swarm of rats is running from the unconscious Bo and leaping towards Helen. Yeah, these things are biting right up your leg.
I slam my left hand on the ground, casting darkness, and at the same time activating my tremor sense, and I'm going to get around behind the shaman now that he can't see me, and that's going to be my turn because he can't do anything else besides but I'm safe in my magical darkness.
So real quick, because technically you're doing this, that rat folk right there, the rogue that you got out of his area, he's gonna do so they had this weird thing called keen smell.
That's stupid, John.
I know. So he's gonna have disadvantage on this to see if he can smell you as you're walking away. Real quick, just roll me a... You washed yourself, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Have you gotten back in any poo?
Mm-mm.
You're the freshest thing in here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So fresh and so clean, clean. So he won't get like the three stabby actions, but he will get one off on you. And that's a mess. Yeah. So you live to survive another day. Shaman's turn. You know these rat folk are a little crazy.
Indeed.
They're all about this Piper dog. And they'll pretty much do whatever they can to save him, including kamikazing themselves.
I knew it was coming.
So this shaman, in this magical darkness, you're going to feel heat on your skin as he's going to cast a fireball straight at his feet.
A real fireball?
A real fireball.
Oh, shit.
And the thing is, you can just feel the heat. You don't quite know what it is or where it's coming from. So give me a dexterity saving throw.
Come on, baby. This is what I'm good at.
Come on.
You shitting me?
No.
That's a 9 total. I have a fucking plus 7.
So you take 15 points of damage.
Well, I'm definitely unconscious. I think darkness is concentration, so I'm pretty sure I lose it too.
Yeah, and you know what the weird fucked up thing is? This rat's still alive.
Are you shitting me?
No. He is still alive. Okay, giant rat number 3 is also going to run towards Helen. You got all their attention.
Guess who's really super good at up-close fighting? Not this guy.
5 adventurers go into a dungeon, never to be heard from again.
Kill me. I'm right here. Do it.
You got one rat kind of you're fighting off, biting into your shoulder. The other one kind of runs up and kind of bites into your side while these little swarmy rats are running up your legs.
I don't have anything to kamikaze with, though, so it's less fun.
Bo. Would you please roll me a death saving throw?
Nat 20, man. Now's the time.
Yeah.
Or a 1. Get a 1. Why not?
Oh, there's the one.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Once again, Trent kills a character.
This was not my fault.
That's too fair.
You cursed him.
Oh, I'll just get to look at think about new character then, shall I?
Oh, no. Oh,
Ordok, dude, we just got to put ourselves against the wall, man. It's just you and me now.
We really got to finish. We got to get out of combat, guys. Let's kill all these enemies. Let's go.
Yep.
So, like I said, at least I went down singing.
One death saving throw, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, hopefully you don't... Yeah,
I got a question.
You get I thought you just died straight out.
Yeah, when you roll a 1, it counts as 2, so you still have 1. I mean, I could try to get there, but it would take a lot of attacks of opportunity. But it might be worth it, because he's on 1 more death saving throw.
Unless you just
do. I'll be fine.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I'm
then we got a death spiral.
I still have, I have about 7. I'm half health.
I'm like 1 hit from dying too. So,
Well, okay, that answers that question. I was gonna say, if you think you're okay against the swarm, I could probably get to Jensen, but if you're 1 hit away from death too,
I mean, maybe not against the swarm, but if this rogue turns around, he's.
I
got
think
me.
I'm gonna try to make it over to Bo because I have if I stay and fight, I'm gonna miss a bunch. And then just take a bunch of hits. So I'd rather go down taking attacks of opportunity and have a potential saving Bo. So I might go down next time too, but I'm going to try to save Bo in the in the fight.
I'll be all right. Don't worry about it. I just got to get 3 in a row.
You only got to roll 1 natural 20.
Yeah. Or anything under 10
exactly.
And die permanently. So that's fine.
Okay. Oh. Rat rogue number 1.
He turns around and shoots Ordok in the face.
No, well, he's this one that shot Ordok in the back of the spine earlier. This one's gonna actually pick up and get Goshen. So you get a matching arrow in the back, just like
I deflect that automatically with my reaction. I don't even have to roll my d10.
Fuck you.
I'll go ahead and take that attack with proficiency against him. For a key point.
The damage doesn't happen.
The damage does not happen.
No.
For 6 damage.
Seriously?
Yep. Because I get proficiency and it counts as a monk weapon.
John, you're still outraged? You're about to kill me.
You're about to have a TPK and you're still out. Fuck you.
Can you heal yourself at all, Ordok?
Oh yeah, I can. I was just like saving it for other people.
I gotcha.
No, heal yourself. We still need an original party member. Come on.
Yeah, I think at this point.
Commoner, the little boy is still good. Helen, you got to stop. You have traffic light right in front of you. Green, red, yellow.
I do. So, like I said, I can stay here and try to fight with my rapier, but I'll miss a bunch, and I'm not good at up-close fighting. And so I'll just stay here and get hit. So I'm going to take a chance. And I'm going to try to athletics jump over the giant rat. Like, do a tumble jump. Be what may to try to make it to Bo to try to stabilize him.
Give me an athletics roll.
Anybody want to jinx me? Like, oh, you
roll a natural 1.
Right. Fall on your face.
5.
So you're on top of this rubble and you try to jump and one of the rocks underneath you just kind of like rolls a little bit and
I go prone. Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't want to say that.
But
you don't go prone. You're just like, oh shit, nope, I'm not getting over these guys. So you can't make it over them.
Okay. Is that my action then?
No, I would say that's probably your movement.
Okay.
We'll go about it that way.
Then I guess I'm gonna try to rape them.
Nope.
No.
And I'm no good at raping things. So.
Oh, rapier.
Yeah. So I kind of like stumble, and then I'm gonna look at him. I'm gonna rape you, and I'm gonna pull out my rapier and try to flourish it, because Helen is still egotistical, and he misses.
Helen and Jensen are flashing back to their prison days.
Yeah. And then so I'm just gonna kind of stand there dumbfounded,
this is
bad. Oh, okay. Well, fuck. And that's my turn.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you want to keep up on everything Do or Dice, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Do or Dice Podcast, or join us in our Discord. You can find all of our show notes, character sheets, and player bios on DoorDicePodcast.com. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe, and please leave a review. We appreciate all of them. See you next week. Same dice time, same dice channel.